This podcast is supported by The Real Real.
People always stop and ask me, where'd you find that Gucci bag, that vintage dress, that outfit? And I'm like, The Real Real.
Meet Sarah. She's an expert pattern mixer, a Prada collector, and a big fan of The Real Real.
I think personal style is the ultimate self-expression, so it matters to me to find one-of-a-kind designer items or vintage pieces that fit my style. That's why I love shopping on The Real Real.
The RealReal is the world's largest and most trusted resource for authenticated luxury resale. And right now, you can get $25 off your first purchase when you visit TheRealReal.com.
I love the peace of mind I get knowing that everything is authentic. The best part about shopping on The RealReal? I can find the perfect dress, the perfect bag that makes me feel like me.
With up to 90% off retail, no one does resale like The RealReal. And right now, you can get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. That's TheRealReal.com.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and Talkspace, the leading virtual therapy provider, is telling everyone, let's face it, in therapy. By talking or texting with a supportive, licensed therapist at Talkspace, you can face whatever is holding you back, whether it's mental health symptoms, relationship drama, past trauma, bad habits, or another challenge that you need support to work through. It's easy to sign up. Just go to Talkspace.com and you'll be paired with a provider, typically within 48 hours. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule. Plus, Talkspace is in network with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. Make your mental health a priority and start today. If you're not covered by insurance, get $80 off your first month with Talkspace when you go to Talkspace.com and enter promo code SPACE80. That's SPACE80. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com and enter promo code SPACE80.
Hello, hello. Welcome to the Healthy Be Human podcast. My name is Callie Gualy, and I'm so excited you are here today listening. We have a very fun, spontaneous episode today. I was actually going to cancel this episode this week, but I didn't because I'm not feeling great. As you probably can hear my voice, I'm a little stuffy, but my amazing husband, John, volunteered to be a guest on the episode.
So hi.
Less talking for me, more talking for him. But I'm very excited for you guys because he's been on the podcast a lot. He's amazing. He's full of so much wisdom. And I love listening to John talk. So welcome back to the podcast, John.
Thank you, Callie. It's an honor and a privilege to be here with you.
Oh, I'm so glad you're here. Okay, you guys, if you're listening, let's do a little self-check-in before we get into it. So, John, do you want to do the self-check-in today?
I think you do a great self-check-in. I would love to hear your self-check-in.
What if we bounce off? What if I do a question, you do a question?
Okay, but okay. Can I add my own twist?
Yeah, go for it.
Sweet.
Okay, I'm going to start us off. So, you guys, the self-check-in is a great time to just ground yourself, see how you're feeling, see how you're doing, and just kind of like think of it like a little midday pause. Or maybe if you're listening at the beginning of the day or end of the day, you know what I mean. Okay, so we're going to take a big inhale. Grow tall with your breath. Exhale. Just let go of any tension, any stress. Release it. Okay, ask yourself on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being amazing, 1 being not so hot, how am I feeling today? John, how are you feeling on a scale of 1 to 10?
8.9.
That's very specific. Why 8.9?
It's been a great day, feeling great, but my wife is not feeling well, and that makes me upset. Aww. But otherwise, yeah, you know, feeling great.
You guys, I think everyone needs a husband that is on the same level of John Gualy. He literally went to Publix today to get me biscuits, chicken noodle soup, and a hot compress, and then made all of the food for me while I napped for 4 hours and just took care of me and taught me how to do a nose rinse.
Oh, yeah.
It's true love, you guys. It's so funny. I feel like when you first start dating someone, it's like you want them to see you perfect. And then by the time you're married, it's like I'm showing you really disgusting things you probably don't want to see. It's that level.
Yep.
That level.
Okay. Our next question is, if you could be any piece of exercise equipment, what would you be? I would have to go with...
Wait.
Oh, what? Callie. Oh, sorry. Listener, please contemplate the question. Pause. Okay, you've had time to contemplate. Please feel free, if you're not driving, to message us at Healthy But Human Pod on all social medias what your answer is. Callie, what kind of fitness equipment would you be if you were a piece of fitness equipment today?
Today? Oh, that adds a twist. I think I would be I feel like a reformer Pilates machine, like the really cute pink ones that I found on Amazon that has no reviews and I want, but I'm too sketched out to purchase it.
Amazing.
What about you?
What about me? I feel like, like a really complex, like piece of gym equipment. Like, you know, the cable machines that also have like a pull-up rack and a bunch of, I would probably do that just because I feel like I like to do a lot of different things. I don't, like in general in life. So anyways, that's my answer.
A complex human being.
Yeah.
That's, I feel like I have to expand on my answer. I would say pink, the pink reformer Pilates machine with no reviews on Amazon, because that's how today has felt. You know, when you aren't sure what to expect when you order something on Amazon, like you just don't know what's going to happen. Like it's either going to be really good or really bad. I feel like that's how my day has been. It's kind of been like a twist and turn kind of day. I woke up feeling okay, and then it kind of took a big turn for the worse. And now I feel like it's taken a bit of a turn for the better. So just like an Amazon package, sometimes you don't know what you're going to get.
Yep, that's what they say. All right, Callie, on to you.
Okay, my next question for you guys is, have you hydrated your very hot bod in the past 30 minutes? I have not, and my water is nowhere to be found. John, have you?
I have. I would offer you some of my water, but even though we're sitting right next to each other, I just don't want to take the risk, even though I love you.
Yeah, it's okay. I understand. That's a very fair thing.
Thank you. Thank you for validating me.
If there's anyone listening who has not hydrated, go hydrate. Pause and go hydrate.
Yes, safely.
Safely hydrate yourself. It's so worth it. So worth it. Okay, one more question. And John, take it away.
Okay. My question is, have you heard about Sunshine Pilates? If you haven't, you gotta look up Sunshine Pilates on Instagram, TikTok, and the internet and YouTube, because Callie started a faith-based Pilates channel as a spinoff of the IRL studio in Jensen Beach. And it's literally, it has like over 20,000 subscribers on YouTube in like a month, just from God's blessing on it. And if you haven't, yes, if you want to take faith-based workouts, I'm shamelessly just plugging this because there's so few out there. And Callie's an amazing instructor. She's certified and has a ton of experience. Go check it out, Sunshine Pilates on YouTube.
Yes.
So that was my question. Have you heard of Sunshine Pilates? If yes, share it with everyone you know so that we can keep reaching people across the world. And if not, this is your sign to go check it out. No pressure.
Yeah, definitely go check it out, you guys. I have heard about Sunshine Pilates, by the way. It's really cool.
I'm not surprised, considering you started it.
Okay, I don't want to talk anymore, so I'm going to ask you some some questions, which is technically still talking. I almost said sweaty fam, sunshine fam, healthy but human fam. We got all these fams, which a lot of you guys are part of, which is amazing. HBH fam, I love you, and that's why we're doing this podcast right now, pushing through. You're seeing the realness, the human side of things right now. But John, what do you want to talk about today?
Today's episode is 15 minutes to food freedom. And I have a journey with food freedom and exploring that. So let's dive in. All right, Callie, first question, hit me.
What's your experience with food freedom?
So, I mean, I could just tell a whole story, but basically, 30-second answer is I used to struggle my entire life because I was too skinny. And a lot of people maybe think they're too fat or think they're too whatever because society or their parents or friends or bullies make them feel a certain way. So I was the skinny kid, you know, chicken legs, all these scrawny things. Oh, you need to eat more. So that was my whole life, basically, up until I found food freedom. And I even saw a nutritionist in college, and she gave me a diet to follow to eat like super healthy foods. and it was very low calorie, and I had no idea. I was like, I just feel like I'm not doing this eating thing right. And I didn't find food freedom until, I think, after we left New York, and that would have been a few years after that nutritionist call in college. So, yeah.
So that didn't really answer the question, though.
What's my experience with food freedom? Food freedom is amazing. I eat whatever I want, whenever I want, but that doesn't mean I just eat junk food. And I eat things that will help me achieve my goals. So, right, you know, I guess right now it's just to maintain healthy weight, healthy muscle to fat ratio, because that's me. And you might be different in your goals. About a month ago, before I realized my back was in seriously poor condition, about a month ago, my goal was to gain weight. I wanted to gain muscle. A lot of people confuse losing weight and losing fat. And maybe we can talk more about that, but maybe that's another episode. Anyways, my goal was to gain muscle and lose fat because I wanted to look huge muscularly and be able to catch really big surfing waves and protect Callie and Belle.
Aw. So what like actually created the food freedom for you? Like, what shifted in your mind that was able, that frees you from this unhealthy relationship with food?
I think, honestly, it was discipline. Like, as maybe this isn't super applicable for everyone listening, but I used to sleep in a ton on the weekends, like 10 a.m., maybe even 11 a.m., because I worked so much during the week. And what I realized is, like, I would just kind of wake up and, like, feel like I needed to eat something. I loved coffee, so I'd drink some coffee, and then somehow, for some reason, I got hungry later in the day and was like, I didn't have any plan. I think it's actually when Callie and I lived together in New York, and kind of toward the end of my tenure at the bank in New York, that we started planning meals by going to Trader Joe's and being like, hey, I'm going to eat this on Thursday and I'm going to eat this on Friday. I think that was actually, yeah, after I quit my corporate job. But the same thing I absolutely believe can be done if you work in a corporate setting.
Wait, I have a question.
Yeah.
Okay, if you went back to the corporate world, what would you do differently with your eating schedule?
I think I would, like, budget my eating out more. So instead of just saying, okay, I'm just going to figure it out tomorrow when I get to work, I think I would, like, I would meal prep and bring it to work. As, like, lame and nerdy as that sounds, it's actually how you make money from your job. And one thing that I did a lot of at the bank on the trading floor was I would just not eat until I was starving, and then I would frantically find something to eat because I was all cooped up on coffee and, you know, study drugs, basically. And I would just kind of eat whatever when I was super starving, probably wrecked my metabolism. And it just wasn't like a healthy relationship with food. It was like I have to eat versus like I get to eat kind of mindset.
Kind of frantic.
So I would say if I was going back into corporate, I would plan all my meals throughout the week and be like, okay, if I'm eating, you know, these three meals this week, then I need to prep on Sunday or Monday, and then I need to prep on like Wednesday and Thursday for the rest of the week, and bring those.
How do you prep? Like, how, I feel like people throw out the term meal prep all the time, but it can feel so overwhelming to meal prep. How do you actually do it and stay consistent with it?
Yeah. Oh man, this is a great, great part of food freedom, meal prepping. I hate most of the meal prepping advice that's out there because it's so hard to follow. And especially for someone who is trying to put on weight, most everything out there in meal prepping is like not enough food. Or maybe you feel like super drained throughout the day. Like, okay, maybe you tracked your calories once or twice and you're like, I don't think I'm eating enough. Then this can be maybe helpful for you. Meal prepping is, I like to think of it as just planning and cooking things that can be combined later in the week. So rice, if you have an Instapot, is super easy. If you don't, pasta. Pasta is super easy. And you don't have to eat all like 7 days worth of food from your meal prepping, maybe it's just 3 days out of the week. There's a book that I found on our way back from Hawaii after we ate out for an entire 2 weeks, like every meal.
We had no kitchen at all.
Yeah, I felt so disgusting. I was like, putting on fat. I just was like feeling gross. And like just from all the eating out and the oils and stuff. And we were in the Kona airport. And I was like, okay, I'm going on Reddit right now and I'm doing deep research on meal prep books. I got Kindle samples of like 5 of them. 4 of them were from nutritionists who were like skinny culture. And I was like, okay, I'm tired of this. And then I found one that was super realistic, very easy to follow. And that's been Callie's and my favorite because it's like actually doable and affordable. And delicious. So
we've talked about this cookbook so much on the podcast. Yeah. We're obsessed.
It's from Cassie Joy Garcia. It's called Cook Once, Eat All Week. Not Cook Once, Quick Fix, or whatever her other book is, but Cook Once, Eat All Week. And I've found that those meals are easy enough, especially if I make some substitutions, like she'll have you make a balsamic sauce or something that you could probably just buy at the store for $3. And it saves you 10 minutes of time. So things like that, I mean, it becomes really realistic to eat affordably and healthily and all these things.
What is one thing you wish you could tell your younger self about food freedom and how to find it?
I would say if you feel like you're struggling with not eating enough, and you're worried about like, oh, well, I just want to make sure I'm eating healthy foods and not processed stuff. And, you know, Instagram social media just pushes this whole wellness inspo of like, I can't eat processed foods. I can't eat unclean foods, fried, all this stuff. Until you're meeting, this is the advice I'd give myself. So I'd say, John, until you're meeting your daily calorie intake, don't worry about macros and additives and processed foods, because if you're not getting enough calories, you're not healthy, unless you're trying to cut weight or anything like that. But meet the calorie goal first, because you need calories. Calories give you energy. And then worry about finding the right macros. Macros is like balance of protein to carbs and healthy fats and things like that. But I think so many people get obsessive with the macros and the clean eating that it's hard to eat enough calories. And the body needs calories to produce energy.
This episode is brought to you by Glorify, the number one Christian daily devotional app. One thing I've learned in my 20s is that mental wellness starts with small habits, which is why I'm so excited to put you on Glorify. Glorify is your go-to Christian app for mental health resources just in time for Mental Health Awareness Month. I've made it a habit in my life to pull out the Glorify app on the daily, especially around that 3 p.m. sad girl hour slump, and read or listen to their daily devotional and wrap up with an immersive experience called the Daily Walk with God, which is kind of giving a little bit of a meditation, but faith-based. It's super cool because when I use this app, I immediately feel like I'm reconnecting with the peace I know only Jesus can bring. Like the Holy Spirit moves and God has spoken to me so many times through this app. It's truly so beautiful. Whether you're a committed Christian or simply curious about faith, the Glorify app has something for you. Join over 20 million people who have downloaded the Glorify app and deepened their relationship with God. Visit glorify-app.com/Callie right now to download the Glorify app for free. That's glorify-app.com/Callie to download the Glorify app for free. glorify-app.com/Callie. My healthy behemoth queen, have you ever felt like you're doing everything right? Eating healthy, working out, getting your steps in, but your energy still tanks by 2 p.m. or you just feel off for no reason? Same. And what I didn't know for the longest time is that so many of those little things, low energy, occasional bloating, mild mood dips, can actually be tied to what's going on with your hormones. Okay, but Callie, I know my hormones are out of whack. Where do I even start? That's exactly why I love Happy Mammoth. They have a free 2-minute hormone quiz that helps you uncover what might actually be going on beneath the surface. It's super quick, just a few questions about your lifestyle and what you're feeling, and then it gives you a personalized recommendation. I took it myself and my results showed that my estrogen levels might be off. One of the first things they suggested was their best-selling herbal formula called Hormone Harmony, which is filled with plant-based ingredients backed by science. They have adaptogens in Hormone Harmony such as ashwagandha, which helps your
body respond to stress, and maca root, which I love, which supports steady energy, helps ease mild mood swings, and even supports healthy desire and drive. Hormone Harmony has over 40,000 five-star reviews, and they sell a bottle every 24 seconds. One survey even found that 86% of women lost weight, 77% saw improved mood, and 100% said they felt like themselves again. Ready to start feeling like yourself again? Head over to happymammoth.com and take their free 2-minute hormone quiz today to find the ultimate answer to your stubborn hormonal issues. And for a limited time, you can also get 15% off your entire first order with my code Callie at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code Callie for 15% off today. And you spell Callie, C-A-L-L-I-E.
My one more question I have is food guilt. How have you overcome food guilt? Because I think that's such a huge aspect of that culture you're talking about.
Yeah, there was actually a book. It's geared toward men, but there's a version of it geared toward women. It's by, I think, Michael something, but basically it's called Bigger, Leaner, Stronger for Men. And I think the woman's version is like Thinner, Leaner, Stronger or something like that. And it might sound like Thinspo, and it's not. His whole dieting section of the book basically busts all the myths of sugar makes you fat and, you know, I need to eat perfectly clean and whatever. Basically, this is a realization that I've had. All right. And also he talks about it in the book. Like, the only way to put on weight is to eat more calories than you burn in a given day. The only way to, you know, cut weight very effectively is to burn more calories than you eat in a given day. Now, that's not saying if I want to get skinny to only, you know, eat 1,000 calories and burn 1,500. That, because like eating 1,000 calories is like, you got to give your body more than that.
You're hurting yourself.
Yeah, if you're a generally healthy adult, and everything is on a weekly basis. So just because you have a slice of key lime pie or a slice of dessert doesn't mean that you're gonna like get fat tomorrow. And I think a lot of people get that mixed up of like, oh, if I have a bunch of calories today, then that means I'm going to get fat. Or maybe if I don't eat enough, then I'm going to get skinny. And the truth is like, it's week by week. Like if you gave your dog 10 pounds of food, God forbid, right? In one day, it's probably just going to poop it all out, as gross as that is, right? But bear with me.
Your body adjusts.
Your body, if you got fed that every day, would start to make room for all of that, thinking it needs to process all that. Okay? So week by week. Also, if you think about wild animals and babies and your dog or cat, there's a really basic concept in nature. If you eat more, you will be bigger. And if you eat less, you'll be smaller. So not to make this about body size or shape or anything, but I think that really helped me understand like, oh, I can eat a fried food. Oh, I can eat a pancake with syrup and butter and like, I'm gonna live. There's, like I said, until you're eating your calorie intake that you need, then you like start to focus on eating quote unquote cleaner and like avoiding all these products with maybe potentially harmful additives. Yeah, because right now, like I'll eat kind of whatever and it's not so bad. Yeah, I think that's my general advice.
Thank you for your general advice. I really appreciate it. Thank you. Are you going to say something else?
That's it.
That's it. I think that my hot take on all of it is, end of the day, what's your heart posture on any of it, truly? I know I've struggled with food freedom and food guilt and all those things. And it's kind of like comes back to that, like, what's my real motive of this? Like, am I doing this because I don't think I'm beautiful? Am I doing this because I want to get skinnier to get more attention? Or is it doing it? Am I doing these things for my body, feeding my body these things because I want to take care of myself? So my next question for you, my final question, John, this leads me into it, is what's advice you can give someone
maybe who is struggling with all of these things and who's like, okay, cool, all those things are awesome, but I know myself and I know that I deep down have this desire to get really skinny because I want to attract whatever, or the root cause isn't this motive that's to care for the body and take care of it. You know what I mean? Like, it's more a kind of a, it's not like a loving thing for yourself. Like, how would you encourage someone to just like voice this to the Lord? And like, what advice from the Lord, what has God told you around this area before it's helped you?
Yeah, I mean, it's really interesting. I'm not preaching right now, but this is just something that I've kind of learned. And it says in scripture, like, basically, from your words, your mouth will be satisfied. And I realized the times when I was really struggling, and I'm not saying that this was the cause, but just looking back on my life, I've noticed when I was cursing a bunch and putting people down and super negative and critical, my eating wasn't great. And I think there was something going on inside me that was bringing out those nasty things of like, okay, well, why do I feel like I need to put people down? And maybe that's the root of why I don't feel food freedom. And I think inner healing and asking God, like, hey, what lie am I believing about food? And just letting him speak and just setting that silence in your mind, getting in solitude with God in your closet and just asking him, God, what do you want me to know about eating? How can I eat better? And it was ironic because one day I fasted from food entirely for like a whole day. Just had water. Water helps a lot because it fills your stomach when you're fasting. And I don't even think I like fasted for a reason. I just like wanted closeness with God. And then it was that night, actually. Callie was like, you know, maybe worried about dinner, like, what's she going to eat, blah, blah. And I was like, hey, like, let's come up with something that we can start doing tomorrow. Like, let's come up with a week of meals. And the planning was the game changer. Like, God just gave me this gift of planning meals ahead of time that I didn't know to do before I fasted and prayed. I didn't even know that was a thing, you know? And so God gave me that gift of like, hey, just come up with Monday, I'm eating. And it doesn't have to be like, I'm eating a Dave's Killer Bread bagel with strawberry cream cheese. It's like bagel, you know, bagel and eggs and milk. You know, Sunday lunch could be like seafood or, you know, whatever it is, just like general things to kind of help steer you without having this like super impractical guideline. And maybe, you know, your coworkers want to go out on Thursday night. So maybe in that schedule, you're like, okay, I will budget in, like, I'm going to eat out on Thursday night. I'm going to eat out Saturday for lunch. And like, you just kind of come up with this. So it's easier on your mind. You know, you don't feel guilty for spending money on food. You don't feel guilty for eating a certain way. Cause you kind of, at a glance, you kind of know what's going in to your body like all week. Yeah, and I would just say, like, don't fear snacks. Like, a lot of people think snacks make them fat, or I don't really know what goes on inside the female mind because I'm a man, but I'm just kind of going off of stereotypes from just the internet, right?
Being married to me, he's going to see a lot of things,
yeah,
and learn a lot of things.
And I would just say, like, if you feel like you need a snack, figure out one. Am I eating a significant amount of protein? I try to eat like my body weight in protein every day. I heard that somewhere and I was like, oh, that's cool. But then I actually started doing it and I was like, wow, I feel amazing. And I've noticed that when I eat plenty of protein throughout the day, I don't crave added sugars. It's not that I don't crave sugars at all. Like, I still love a papaya or like any sort of fruit, like a banana. But when I eat sufficient protein, I do not crave added sugars. Like, they sound gross to me.
Guys, that actually leads me into next week. We have a guest on the episode and it's all about protein. It's an expert. He's an expert in protein. And we're going to talk about aminos, all those things. So definitely listen to next week's episode if you're like, you want to learn more about protein and all that. It's so good. But yeah, thank you for all that advice, Sean.
Yeah. And I would just say, like, last thing, if you're struggling with this, just reach out to someone that you may think is like a healthy relationship in your life and be like, hey, like, this is something like I've been struggling with. Do you have any tips on this? And I think the more people, you know, I'm not saying like take on the victim persona, but maybe the more wise people you ask in your life about it, maybe you'll get more and more better advice and be able to really like overcome this.
Yeah. And I think asking the Lord to just really work in your heart around your relationship with food, he will. He'll work on your heart and shape it and shift it.
Yeah. And if you found this helpful, definitely share this with a friend. Regardless, you know, it doesn't have to come across as a message of, hey, I think you're struggling with food freedom, but just be like, hey, like, I found this super helpful. He talked about, you know, calories and
calories.
I feel like that's the main thing. Like, that's kind of the main point in food freedom that I discovered.
This is a very like basic food episode, which honestly is what it should be. Food does not have to be this massively complicated thing. It's pretty simple.
Yep.
Well, thanks for being on the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening, you guys. I feel like this was a very chill episode, low energy chill, about a pretty significant topic in life. But that being said, I feel inspired to go eat some food. And I encourage you to do the same. Go fuel your hot body, guys. You got to take care of yourself like a car. You got to give yourself the right gas.
Yes. And I'm just going to quickly influence this brand. And we're not getting paid. But Wild Chips, the protein chips.
They're so good.
Y'all, if you've ever had like Buffalo Wild Wings or any sort of chicken wings with a buffalo seasoning or something yummy, these Wild, W-I-L-D-E, buffalo chips are literally just made out of like chicken breast and chicken broth and have spices. Like, they're super clean, healthy ingredients. Again, I'm not getting paid to say any of this.
I wish they'd pay us.
Yeah.
I love them.
Sponsor us, maybe. But they're so good and they're so proteinous, and I highly recommend.
I think they make me bloated because they're really salty.
They're so salty, but
they're so good. They're so good.
Yeah. And this is definitely like the time to take protein seriously, because if like I was at Sam's Club like a week ago and I saw protein Go-Gurt. Go-Gurt. Protein Go-Gurt. So Kodiak Cakes basically came out with these protein pancakes several years ago, and I've noticed a shift in every kind of food item there is of protein versions of it. And yeah, this is taking off radically in America right now. So
interesting.
Stay tuned. I think this is going to be huge. There's protein Cheerios too. It's like protein cereal.
It's so interesting though.
The big brands are doing it.
But like, do you ever wonder if it's like the low fat fad? You know how there's been so many phases in our society? It's like, fat's bad for you. This is bad for you. Oh wait, no, this is good for you. Like, I just can't help but wonder.
Yeah, I don't think anything bad is going to come from, you know, like eating more protein. I think most Americans probably don't get enough protein because they're just eat simple carbs. I mean, a lot of bread, and that's kind of what's marketed out there.
I think the source of protein is important, though.
Yeah, that's my guess is like there's going to be different, you know, levels of like, oh, it's processed by this, or oh, it came from a cow like this, and, you know, to each their own, but I like my chicken breast chips.
My chicken breasts, they're so good.
And Kodiak pancakes are so good.
I think the two brands that I eat the most of are Kodiak Cakes and the Wild Chips.
Also, if you're entrepreneurial out there, I'm just going to throw this idea out there, protein cold brew, okay? When you become a billionaire, remember me and send me money. Ha ha.
Wink.
Ha ha, half kidding. Wink.
Someone's probably going to do it. I feel like one of the, like Chobani, I could see doing that. Or like one of like the coffee companies that sells the lattes, like Starbucks kind of stuff.
Yep. Yep.
Starbucks make bank doing that.
Energy and protein. This is the time to be in fitness, y'all.
You guys, you basically just learned a $1 billion idea. So there you have it. I hope you guys like this episode. You're amazing. I have big plans for the podcast. I'm going to just tell you them right now, because why not? Basically, I want to start having the video podcast like weekly. And I think I'm going to give myself a deadline for this to like happen officially in June. I also want to give the refresh, rebrand, refresh of the podcast. So we have some big things coming. And I know I've been saying this for a while, but I have a deadline for myself. And I'm very excited for you guys to experience it. And yeah, all the big changes coming your way. So anyways, I am so grateful you're in this community. Thank you for listening. And if you like this episode, make sure you leave a review on Spotify, Apple, whatever you're listening on, and share this episode with a friend. It helps us so much, and we really appreciate it. All right, have the best day, and thanks for being on the show, John. Stay healthy, be human, you guys.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.